Our vision is the elimination of online child sexual abuse images. And we are the UK hotline for reporting three things. Child sexual abuse images hosted anywhere in the world, non-photographic images of children sexually abused, which are hosted in the UK, and extreme adult content hosted in the UK. And to give you a sense of the scale of our work, about 99.999% of what we do is the child sexual abuse content. Whilst there is an awful lot of what we'd call the obscene adult content, which would fail UK law, unfortunately most of it is hosted outside of the UK. So in fact we do very little in that area. So you'll still be able to find an awful lot of that stuff on the internet. Okay, we're also a member of InHope, which is the International Hotline Association. And very importantly, we're a third of the UK Safer Internet Centre with my colleague down here, Will Gardner from ChildNet International and Southwest Grid for Learning. And Will will be talking a little bit about the UK Safer Internet Centre. We're a charity, we're an independent organisation. We were set up by the internet industry about 17 years ago. At that time, the government sort of looked to the internet industry and said to them, look, you know, the mere conduit defence is no longer acceptable. You are hosting this material. What are you doing about it? I mean, in fact, when we were set up, there was no Google, there was no Facebook, you know, and all these organisations have existed since we started. So we were very much set up by the fledgling internet industry. And as a result, we're a self-regulatory body. So we have no powers as such, but the internet industry chooses voluntarily to remove content and to work with us. And by doing so, frankly, in their own words, they avoid any form of prosecution and also, more importantly, do the right thing. Because I don't know a single company or organisation who wants to be associated with this type of material, and it's certainly their commitment to work with us to have it removed. We have an independent board, and we also are totally independent of government and of law enforcement, although we have agreements with law enforcement which enable us to operate. We're funded by the internet industry. About 80% of our money comes from them, and those will be all the big names that you've heard of, plus many small filtering companies. And it's about 110 companies fund us. And then we also receive 20% of our funding from the EU as part of the Safer Internet Centre.